Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Following 2 days of indirect talks in Kazakhstan involving the Syrian government and opposition, Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to support a partial ceasefire in place since late last month. Members of the opposition are expressing doubts about its effectiveness. The government's chief negotiator said an assault at a rebel stronghold west of Damascus would continue. Russian official Alexander Lavrentyev, President Vladimir Putin's special envoy, said both sides have what he called hot heads that must be controlled. UN special envoy Stefan de Mistura said with so many parties fighting, progress to end the combat will be difficult, but he remains hopeful.
No ceasefire is perfect. Never been any. But to be able to maintain it, contain it, and produce out of this some mechanism, some parameters that can be used, and having the guarantors involved in being a guarantor, is, if and when that will take place, and today it was decided to do it, quite an achievement.
Ohio State University analyst Alam Payan says the talks in Astana are a diplomatic triumph for Moscow.
Russia succeeded to sideline the United States and Western Europeans. And they have taken the leadership role in bringing ceasefire, and now they are working to be obeyed by both sides.
A U.S. spokesman called on Russia, Turkey, and Iran to press all sides to abide by the truce to create an atmosphere conducive to political discussions. Gambian lawmakers have lifted a state of emergency and revoked a three-month extension of ousted leader Yahya Jammeh's term as the country prepares to receive its new leader, Adama Barrow, still in Senegal, where he took the oath of office last week. Jammeh left Gambia Saturday, followed by the intervention of a regional ECOWAS military force to ensure security. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump moved to advance construction of two oil pipelines Tuesday that he hopes will lead to more jobs. It is the latest sign of a reversal of policies pursued by the Obama administration. Mr. Trump signed an executive order to renegotiate construction of the Keystone XL pipeline with Canada.
We're going to renegotiate some of the terms, and if they'd like, we'll see if we can get that pipeline built. A lot of jobs, 28,000 jobs.
The pipeline designed to carry Canadian oil sands through the U.S. to refineries near the Gulf of Mexico. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reaffirmed his support for the project.
In both the conversations I've had with President Trump now, Keystone XL came up as a topic, and I reiterated my support for the project. I've been on the record for many years supporting it because it leads to economic growth and good jobs for Albertans.
The Obama administration had blocked the project on environmental grounds. Mr. Trump also signed an order to build the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline, a project blocked following protests by Native Americans over their water supplies and cultural sites. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump is expected to sign several other executive orders this week, restricting immigration for refugees and visa holders from parts of the Middle East and Africa, and enhance border security along the Mexican frontier. Mr. Trump Tuesday spoke by phone with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, inviting him to visit the U.S. this year. The two leaders expressed solidarity in the fight against terrorism and discussed economic and security issues. Italian rescuers say the death toll from last week's avalanche that struck an Italian luxury mountain hotel has risen to 17, with a dozen still missing. Several people have been rescued from the rubble of the four-star Hotel Rigopiano, buried last Wednesday under a massive wall of snow and debris triggered by a series of strong earthquakes. Another suicide bombing has rocked the Somali capital of Mogadishu Wednesday. Militants believed to belong to the insurgency al-Shabaab rammed a car bomb into the gate of the Deya Hotel. Gunfire could be heard, followed by a second blast. There was no immediate report of casualty. The hotel is the residence for some Somali lawmakers. President Trump Tuesday vowed to bring in federal intervention to quell a crime wave in the Midwestern city of Chicago, America's third largest, unless local officials can bring the murder rate down. A report said nearly 230 have been shot so far in the city just in this new year, with 50 homicides. Two U.S. stock indices set records Tuesday. The benchmark Dow Jones adding more than 100 points and closed in on the 20,000-point level. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 closed at a record high of 2,280, while the NASDAQ reached 5,600 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.